Boker Tov, we are in Melachim Bet, chapter 23. We are in the Teshuvah of Yoshiah, of the cleaning that Yoshiah did to the entire temple, and to Eretz Yisrael in general. He completely destroys all Avodah Zarah that he can get his hands on, and that is what we're up to. So we're up to Pasuk 7. Vayitotzet batea kedeshim asher bevet Adonai asher hanashim oregot sham batim la asherah. So he destroyed the houses that were houses of lewdness, like houses of sexual impropriety that were in the house of Hashem. Apparently they had certain houses in the Beit HaMikdash that they were doing inappropriate things. And that's where the women were oregot sham batim la asherah. They were weaving homes for the Asherah. You know what that means?
This was like a tree.
They were weaving like tents and like fabrics to put as the walls of the Avodah Zarah. Right. Pazuchet, so he destroyed that. Vayave et kol ha-kohanim me'arei Yehuda, vayitame et ha-bamot asher kitiru shama ha-kohanim. And then he took all of the kohanim that were in the cities of Yehuda, and he basically invalidated the bamot that the Kohanim were serving on, because Kohanim are not supposed to be serving on bamot. They're supposed to be all in the Beit HaMikdash, in a central location. So he invalidated all of the bamot that they had built outside Yerushalayim, and he brings all of those Kohanim to Yerushalayim. He gave Adber Shava, he destroyed all the bamot. V'natatz et bamot ha-she'arim asher petach shar Yehoshua, and then he destroyed the bamot by the gates that were to the entrance, that were at the entrance of the gate of Yehoshua, the minister of the city, that was next to the person by the city gate. Well, which city is he talking about? Is he talking about Yerushalayim? Now, who are these Kohanim that he brought? These are Kohanim that got involved in Avodah Zarah. And he brought them to Yerushalayim and brought them back to Teshuvah. And he, how did he invalidate all of these places? What does it mean by Tameh? He was Metameh the Bamot. He invalidated all those Bamot. He turned them into places like garbage heaps. Basically turned them into places where people would throw all of their Tum'ah, all of their nevelot and trefot and stuff like that. So he turned it into a major garbage heap instead of it being a place where they could service or do service. Asher petach, b'mot asharim b'ma asher ha'ita petach shari Yehoshua sar ha'ir, kam ken nitetz ulai ha'ita gidula mishara b'mot v'kak zachar otah lebada. So what is the specific bama that it says that he destroyed at the entrance of the city, of the gate of Yehoshua? Said it was like a specific bama that was much larger than all the other bamot. So it was like a thing. Yehoshua seems to have been some guy. It's not talking about Yehoshua bin Nun.
No, he's the governor of the city.
Yeah, it was governor of the city.
And you just said this was a very prominent bamot, so he destroyed.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly.
So it can't be used anymore.
Well, which city is it? Because it says that he destroyed from Geva until Be'er Sheva.
Say which city it's in.
Probably it's somewhere in Yerushalayim. It's probably somewhere in Yerushalayim. Okay. So he destroys this major bama. Yeah, I don't see. I think it's Yerushalayim.
Just says, I don't know, here it's translated, which was situated at the left when entering the city gate, left of the city gate. So maybe right. It was Yerushalayim. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Ach lo ya'alu kohanei abamot el mizbach Adonai b'Yerushalayim, ki im achalu matzot b'toch achem. Now, what did he do with those kohanim that he, those fake kohanim that were servicing bamot outside of Yerushalayim, that he forced them to come to Yerushalayim? What did he do with them? He basically invalidated them for work in the Beit HaMikdash, so they maintained their status as Kohen, to the extent that they could eat matzah or bread or food with their brothers, meaning they weren't invalidated to the extent that they could no longer participate in consuming kodashim, in consuming holy foods, but they were invalidated to the extent that they couldn't do work in the Beit HaMikdash. This is like the status typically of a balmum, let's say a kohen who is missing a limb, right? They're not invalidated from being a kohen. They still have their status of kohen. They just can't serve in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's what he did with all these kohanim that were Baalei Teshuvah, that he brought them to Yerushalayim and destroyed their bamot. They didn't lose their status of kohen, but he did not let them serve in the Beit HaMikdash anymore. Okay, pasuk yud. V'timet ha-tofet asher begeven hinom lebetile ha-avir ish et benovet bito ba'esh la-molech. What is a tofet? Tofet seem is like the...
area, it's like a place outside the city where children were passed through the fires of Molech.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the physical object that they used to do the service of Molech. Now, why is it called Tofet?
It's derived from the word Tof, which means drum, because yeah. The priests of Molech would beat on drums to drown out the cries of the children.
Isn't that crazy? It was called Tofet because of Tupim. Tupim would be like symbols, something loud. What is it? What's that thing that they use, that the women use to... Right, so because it would make very loud music while they were doing the service of putting the child through the fire, because to drown out the cries of the baby. So crazy how they came up with such barbaric type of service and how it was commonly practiced. So he destroys the tofet that is in Geven Hinom, so that nobody ever would ever put their son through Molech again. You know where Geven Hinom is, right?
No.
So, do you know like the Yamin Moshe neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yerushalayim?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know how Yamin Moshe neighborhood is overlooking this big valley? So that valley is called Geven Hinom.
Oh, wow.
It's the valley that is like the southwest valley that's southwest of the old city.
Yeah, wow.
Because it's Jaffa Gate is the west of the old city, right? So that's a little bit further south, and it kind of circles the city a little bit. So that's
where we walk through, like.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's pretty much like if you
but
when
it's
you're
that valley, like right before you get.
Yeah, exactly. It's the valley that if you're, let's say, driving alongside the old city from Shaar HaShbot, then. On your left side, whenever you get too closer to Jaffa Gate, you'll be seeing the Geven Hinom the whole time. Okay, so that's where he invalidated the tofet that was in Geven Hinom. Pasuk Yudal vayashbet et asusim asher natenu malchei Yehuda l'shemesh mibovet Adonai el lishkat Netan melech hasaris asher b'farvarim aparvarim ve'et markevot hashemesh saraf ba'esh. What does it mean by Yashbet? He invalidated the horses.
He burned the chariots, it says in the footnote.
No, that's what he does at the end. Saraf, the chariots he burned.
Horses, I don't know.
He invalidated, let's say he invalidated the horses that the kings of Yehuda were using for the sun. What does that mean? So they had this service in which they would mount a horse in the morning and have the horse walk them in the direction of the sun. It was like an ode or like a bid to the sun, to the rising sun. It was like a... the kind of Avodah Zarah that you do if you thought that the sun was a divinity. So all of the horses that were used to that end were invalidated. And he didn't let them come to the house of God, meaning the horses no longer could come into, I guess, Har Tzion area of Yerushalayim. And Elishkat Netan HaMelech HaSarish Asher B'Parvarim. And he put them in the... Where does it say he put them?
The outlying area of the city. So the office of Netan Melech, the officer of the outlying area...
That's where he put the horses?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says
No. That's where he didn't let them come anymore. So the place where they should have gone was this place that's right outside the city. He didn't let the horses go to that area anymore. They could no longer be in like the royal stable or the Beit HaMikdash stable of horses. Even Rashi is confused. He says, "Asher baparvarim, lo yadati mahem." I don't know what that is. Okay, I told you it's a very, very hard part just to understand all of the different avodah zarahs and things. Okay, so he invalidates the horses that they were using for avodah zarah, so as not for them not to come into the storehouse of horses that were for the Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Last pasuk of the day, ואת המזבחות אשר על הגג, על יד אחז, אשר עשו מלכי יהודה, ואת המזבחות אשר עשה מנשה, בשתי חצרות בית אדוני, נתץ המלך וירוץ משם וישליך את עפרם אל נחל קדרון. So, the מזבחות, the altars that were on the roof, על יד אחז, the roof of אחז, אשר עשו מלכי יהודה, that the kings of Judah made, and the altars that Menashe made in the two courtyards of the house of Hashem, meaning the mamash, they made other altars in the Beit HaMikdash. You know?
Yeah.
So, those he destroyed, those altars that were made near the Beit HaMikdash, and he ran and he threw their dirt into the Kidron Valley. So that makes sense because Kidron Valley is right next to the Beit HaMikdash. And you literally in a minute could get from Harabai to the Kidron Valley if you're unobstructed. Right? So he destroyed those altars and then he took the ash.
Took the dust.
The dust of what he destroyed and he threw it into the Valley of Kidron. There must have been water in the Valley of Kidron at this time. No?
Yeah.
So that it'll get washed away. Let's see if there's anything else.
You want to finish the paragraph? Or do you have to go?
There is... How many more psukim do we have?
I don't know.
No, there's a lot and I have to get to the next class. Okay. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. Amen.